locations of suspects or civilians. Meanwhile, criminal gangs have fragmented. They have diversified their criminal portfolios and draw much of their income from local revenue sources, such as drug peddling in the increasingly large local drug market, extortion, kidnapping, theft, and other activities. The most formidable of these organizations is known as the Zetas, a military-minded group that is focused on controlling physical territory and has a wide portfolio of activities. It has also grown exponentially during the last few years. Because its revenues come from local criminal activities that can be practiced anywhere and by virtually anyone, the Zetas have created the ultimate democratic model of organized crime. It is a model that can be easily replicated across Mexico and is therefore inherently vulnerable to suffering internal splits itself. Perhaps the most enigmatic example of these challenges that the Mexican government faces, and during the last 5 years of its time, is Ciudad Juarez. Between 2007 and 2011, this city went from about 300 homicides per year to over 3,500 per year. The astounding spike in violence during that period has been matched only by the surprisingly precipitous drop in homicides, which is back down to about one per day. There are many ways to explain this drop in violence. The most cited explanation is that in the war between the two largest criminal groups in the area, one became the winner, the Sinaloa cartel. In this narrative, this criminal group is maintaining order in the underworld, something that seems like an oxymoron and hardly sustainable.